Hey, welcome back. Doug Addison here. You know, I've been hearing the voice of God all of my life, but for many years, I didn't even realize it was God. I seldom responded to him, and most of the time, I considered the guidance and insight that I was getting to be a coincidence. And now looking back, I realize that I actually did experience supernatural things, and I had these things that came from God, but I didn't understand them. I didn't track them. And because of this, and at the time, going way back in my life and, you know, with the church at large, the prophetic was not all that popular until after the 1980s. Now, I grew up way before then and came to Jesus several times, but I began to move in my gift of hearing God, but people did not know how to guide me. They didn't know how to, well, basically, I got wounded. Like many people who are prophetic or hear the Lord, I was in and out of churches every year. And even though I had encounters with Jesus, I could not figure out how to change my life. And I would go up to the altar over and over praying the prayer, Jesus, to save me. And it was like I was being born again and again and again. Finally, 1987, God got my attention through prophecy. I was in the occult at the time. I'd backslidden terribly. I don't recommend what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to tell you a radical story. And whether your story was radical like mine or not, doesn't matter. You know, just here's what happened to me. I actually fell back into the occult back in the 80s, and I was backslidden from the Lord. I was desperate need. And then to my surprise, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about my condition, and I was sitting in a psychic's office. Now, it wasn't the psychic that spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. And the psychics were actually telling me something opposite of what the Holy Spirit told me. And now, this is the reason I'm telling you this is because God will speak to us, and the psychics and things like that will not be able to get a true word from the Lord. And now, listen, 1 year later, after I had this encounter, I didn't tell anybody about what the Holy Spirit said to me in that meeting, but a year later, my sister, who was in the occult with me back then, back in the 80s, 70s, and 80s, she gave her life to Jesus. And she calls me a year later on the phone, like at 5 a.m., and she said Jesus had awakened her and told her to call me and tell me the very thing that he had spoken to me in the psychic's office. And I was shocked because I hadn't told anybody. And so I responded to what Jesus said, and my life actually changed forever. And I found a church that offered inner healing and helped me develop my spiritual gifts. But what I found most helpful is my ability to hear God got nurtured. That's what happened. When I was able to hear God, then I was able to bring together the things that I needed to fulfill my destiny.